I'm not going to go over. I'm going to talk about internal N efficiency or nitrogen utilization efficiency, just defined as the grain dry matter divided by the plant nitrogen content at maturity. It's one of the two components of N-use efficiency defined by Mall et al. In 1982. So uptake efficiency, utilization efficiency, and then, of course, those can be broken down further. The inverse of that utilization or efficiency or internal efficiency is used in yield goal-based N fertilizer recommendations, first proposed by Stanford in 1966. You see his graph there to the right. He came up with the 1.2 pound of N per bushel factor. Some states and some models use different factors. Very few of them, I think only about two of them, actually vary that factor dependent on yield level or some other factors. So we wanted to see how invariant that number is. Is it just 1.2 or could it vary some? And this was an excellent experiment to do that. So IE changes with N rate, and this is just a one location with the two timings, and you see as the nitrogen application rate increases on the x-axis, that IE decreases. So the plant becomes perhaps less efficient in utilizing that nitrogen to make grain, and that happened in, I think, 47 of the 49 locations. And most often there was not a difference in that IE efficiency based on timing. Occasionally there was some effect, but not often. This is the distribution of IE at the across the 49 locations with each timing, and we had a drop maybe North Dakota once, so we had 94 site timings, and you see there's quite a bit of variability, anywhere from about 71 kilograms of grain dry matter per pound of plant N at maturity down to 39. So the upper levels are more efficient, they're making more grain per unit of nitrogen taken up. The lower levels are less efficient. The mean was 54 with a standard deviation of 7 kilograms of grain dry matter per kilogram of N. That's a range of 0.9 to 1.1 bushels per pound of nitrogen. And interestingly enough, that kind of amounts to about a 30 kilogram of N per hectare variance at 200 bushel corn, which is within kind of the range people are talking about how close can we get. So just the variation in how the corn uses nitrogen to make grain can easily, two-thirds of these sites result in a 30 kilogram of N per hectare difference in the optimum N rate. Of course, the range is much greater than that. It's about plus or minus 45 to 50 kilograms of N per hectare. Can we predict that? Well, we looked at planting, the information available, soil properties, both from Surgo and measured soil properties, and you see here there we cannot explain much variation in IE at plant maturity by the information that's available to us at planting. If we waited to the side dress timing for these particular experiments, which was close to V9, we can explain a little more of the variation. Reflectance of the unfertilized treatment as a percentage of reflectance of the highest N rate explained about 15% of the variability. And then if we add in soil nitrate before planting and silt, we can get up to explaining about 37% of the variation in IE. And with that, I'm done.
Ahead of schedule.